Hello and welcome to our Purium Health Products Fast Start Training Conference Call. My name is Amy Venner and I'm one of the owners and founders here at Purium Health Products, and I'd like to welcome everyone to the final segment of our four-part series featuring sales and marketing expert David Litt. This is our Fast Start Training Conference Call. We're very, very excited to get this information. And I'd really like to welcome David Litt, again, sales and marketing expert with lots of information to share with us tonight on how we can set goals and earn money with Purium Health Products. So welcome, Dave. Thank you so much for being with us tonight.
Well, thanks for doing such a great job of welcoming everybody and introducing me, and thanks for the kind introduction, Amy, and I appreciate the opportunity to be on the call here this evening, and thanks to each and every one of you who are investing your most important asset, which is your time, here with us this evening. And since we're going to be talking a good bit about time management, I figure we better start on time. So,
awesome.
Amy, it is always a pleasure to work with you and with Dave, and we got some great things going on, and this training is a nice piece of it. I think it's an important piece, and you know, the first few segments of the training were very action-oriented. We talked a lot about tactics and strategies and talking to people and, you know, getting involved in your business and inviting people to learn more about the product and sampling the product. And actually, this last piece, we're going to slow down a little bit. And we're going to talk about planning and strategy and perspective and start all the way back with why you're in business. And so some of you on the line have been in this business a little while. Others are brand new. Either way, I think it's important that you ask yourself, why are you in business? And it sounds like a silly question because most people will say, well, I'm in business to make money. but how much? And more importantly, why do you want that money? Why do you need that money? And there's an old saying, which I love, that is the bigger your why, the easier your how. The bigger your why, the easier your how. And that means the more clear you are on how much you want to earn, why you want to earn it, when you want to earn it, that's going to motivate you to go out and talk to other folks. So this is a business that's easy to do, and it's a business that's easy not to do. And so the more excited and the more clear and the more focused you are on why you're doing this, the more you're going to go out and you're going to do the little things that ultimately create the leverage that creates significant income for you. And you know, the simple way to look at this is if you create two circles, one circle inside another circle. So it looks like a donut. And the inside circle, the smaller circle, is your income. And the outside circle is the life that you want or the life that you deserve. And you have two choices. You can either shrink the life that you want and the life that you deserve into your income. Or the second option, which I think is a much better option, is to increase your income to create the life that you want and you deserve. Now, when we talk about creating the life you want and deserve, it's not just material things. And we're going to go through that in just a moment here. So it's not just about the stuff you have, but it's about the richness and fullness of your life, which means something different to different people. So what we're going to do is we're going to get clear on what it is you want to accomplish and then make sure that your priorities, your activities, match so that you have the opportunity to earn that kind of income that you want. So if you want to earn, you know, $100 a month, $200 a month, enough to pay for your products so you get these fantastic products for free, that's going to be one level of activity. If you want to earn $300 or $400 or $500 a month so that you've got your products for free, plus you've got a little bit of spending money, plus you've got a little bit of credit card debt paying down money, plus you've got a little of retirement savings money, plus you've got a little, you know, saving for college money, whatever it may be, then that's going to be more. If you want $2,000 or $3,000 or $4,000 a month, then the amount of activity and focus and time and effort you're going to spend on this business is going to be much more. If you want to, you know, if you're a husband and wife and you want one person to stop working, or if you want to, you know, really save toward a much more significant change in your lifestyle, a bigger home or, you know, a new car or what have you, Or, you know, of course, the biggest of all, which is that you want to replace a full income. And so we talked about this in several of the earlier segments, that this is a highly leveraged business. In general, it's a get-rich-slow business, as all network marketing businesses are. But that doesn't mean that you should not spend a lot of time, because it's a get-rich-slow business. We talked about a penny doubling every day for 30 days and how that turns into $1 million. And it's that consistent effort that really is going to make the difference. And so what we want to do is we want to get clear about what we want to accomplish, why we want to accomplish it, when we want to accomplish it, and then we're going to reprioritize our life a little bit to make sure that we're able to accomplish that. So let's start with the reality of why you want to earn some money and how much you want to earn. Do you want to pay down debt? Do you want to get out of the paycheck to paycheck cycle? Do you want to go on a big vacation? Do you need to save for college? You know, what are those current, focused, big reasons why? And it could be for some people 2 or 3, for others 4 or 5. The more specific that you can make it, the more that you can put detail on it, the more that you know, you have a deadline to accomplish it, the more clear it becomes that this is what I want my business to create. And so, again, it sounds like a silly idea, but it's a hugely important idea that you're very, very clear about what it is that you want to accomplish. Then, after you've got your practical big two, big three, big five reasons, then we're going to create more of a dream version. You know, what if money wasn't an option? What activities would you do? Would you spend more time with friends and family? Would you play golf every day? Would you write a book? Would you travel to Japan? Would you have a second home in the Caribbean? Would you fish? Would you go back to college? Would you start a charity? And that process, that creation of a dream board, if you will, is very motivating and energizing, because most people don't think that way, and they don't have the luxury, the time, the ability to think that way, because most people who have a steady or a relatively fixed income, that have a job or have a particular vocation that they do that puts in a fairly steady stream of income, it's very hard to think beyond the practical few reasons to get into those dream few reasons. But the reality is, if you're looking for true financial freedom and the freedom that an entrepreneurial lifestyle can bring, it's good and important to write that down. So I know some people that get very creative and they literally have a dream board, and they, you know, whenever they see a house that, you know, is in a magazine that looks beautiful, a log house by a river, or it's a, you know, vacation house by the beach with all glass windows, or it's the brand new BMW, or it's, you know, whatever it may be, people cut that out. They write it down. They put it on their dream board. So you can get as creative as you'd like, but I think that having the practical reasons why you're in business and also having the bigger picture reasons why you're in business, so that you know what that life you want and deserve is, and then start to be very specific about your income and what it takes to start to fill in the blanks. Now what you need to do is reprioritize your life, because this is a business. We talk about that early on, that if you treat it like a hobby, it's going to cost you money. If you treat it like a business, it's going to make you money. And so what we're going to do is we're going to invest our contacts, our time, and our money to go out and promote this business. And so we need to talk about, you know, how many contacts, and hopefully you've made your list, and how many hours a week you're going to be spending on your PHP business. Now, I think it's very important to be consistent and to be specific and to be realistic, to say what days of the week are you going to be talking to folks, what times of the day, and where are you going to be? So are you going to be doing this out of your home office? Are you going to be doing it out of a coffee shop? Are you going to be doing it after work at your regular office? Is it going to be done mostly by phone? Are you going to do home parties? Are you going to talk only to chiropractors or personal trainers? Are you going to go gym to gym? What is the way that you're going to market your business? Where are you going to be? And how many hours are you going to do? Now, one of the other things that's important, too, is, are there any time-consuming activities you're willing to give up or reduce to help to create that extra time? So the more specific you can be in saying, you know what, I usually watch, you know, these three shows on Thursday night. I'm willing to give those up. You know, or you know what? After work, I usually come home and, you know, I plop down in front of the TV for an hour every day and I could get rid of that. Or you know what? On Saturday mornings, you know, I don't need to go here. Or, you know, whatever it may be that you're willing to reduce, is helpful to be specific, to set the time, to make sure that you're managing your time correctly and you're prioritizing correctly. Is there any money that you're willing to invest in advertising or support for your business, and how are you going to do that? Are you willing to do some online advertising? Are you willing to, you know, pay somebody to hand out flyers? You know, what is it that you think will help to promote your business? And if you've got big dreams and big goals, it may take that. And what skills do you have to promote your business, and what skills don't you have? And who do you know who have those skills? And I know a lot of folks who do a lot of things for trade these days. So if you think that you need to do some internet advertising, or you think you need to have a new website, or you need to create a blog, you know, I'm in the process of paying somebody right now for doing a blog for me. I'm also trading some time with other people doing a variety of other things with me and for me. So, you know what you can do, know what you can't do, and figure out ways to be specific about creating a business plan that fits with your personal plan. So hopefully those prompted some ideas. We will put this all in writing for you so you can refer to it and start filling in the blanks if you didn't catch all of those questions and comments and ideas about what, you know, what you should be looking at and focused on. You know, going back to even the most basic thing on a business plan side is, are you ready to do business? Do you have a reliable computer with internet access? Do you have a functional workspace? Do you have three-way calling on your phone? Do you know how to use three-way calling? Do you have a quiet place to make calls? Do you have basic office supplies to maintain client notes and to maintain files? You know, so just those basic things that make you feel like you're in business. As we said earlier, you know, the good thing about a PHP business is it doesn't cost much money to start. The bad thing about a PHP business is it doesn't cost much money to start. And so you can treat it as seriously or not seriously as you'd like. If you want to treat this like a business that can earn you $200, $300, $400, $500 a month, or you can treat this like this is a business that's going to create $200, $300, $400, $500 a month, and much of it has to do with all of this planning. Much of this has to do with the amount of time, the amount of focus, the amount of money, and making sure that you're ready to do business and that you're serious about doing business. So what you're going to do is, once you've got your space allocated and you've got your list together and you've got your goals together, you know, you want to create specific, measurable, achievable, agreed upon, realistic, time-sensitive goals. And they have to do with that pipeline process that we talked about over the last week. So that's the prospects, invitation, presentation, and role process. How many prospects do you have? How many are you going to be contacting on a weekly or a monthly basis? How many invitations are you going to be making? How many samples are you going to be handing out? And starting to look at that, measure that, adjust that so that you can see how you're doing and whether you're doing well or not well. And the other piece of the puzzle that you can plug in to making this more like a business plan is to look at the compensation plan and to start to map out for yourself, how am I going to build my team? You know, am I a good recruiter? Am I hoping to have, you know, 15, 20, 25, 30 people that I believe I can personally enroll? Or am I a better trainer and a better nurturer, and I'm only going to enroll 5 or 6 or 7 people, but I'm going to nurture them, and I'm going to help them, I'm going to spend time with them, I'm going to make sure that they understand this getting started process, and I'm going to help them create their lists. And, you know, so somebody who enrolls a lot of people, their business is going to be very wide, so they're going to be capitalizing on the first level payout. And so as you start to plug in your overall goals and your overall activities, you want to tie them into the compensation plan so that you can start to run the numbers and say, okay, well, gosh, if I enroll 15 people and those people average 100 points a month, that's 1,500 points a month. And if my first level payout is 8 plus 15% or 23%, 23% of 1,500 points is, you know, about, I guess, $345. So there's what a 15-person front level looks like, is $345. That pays for my product, pays a couple hundred dollars. Wow, that's a good business if I'm a good enroller and recruiter like that. Now, how many of those people do I think are going to duplicate? Again, it depends on the quality of the people. It depends on how you found them. It depends on, you know, how much support you give them. Are you going to buy them extra samples? Are you going to, you know, do trade shows? Are you going to make sure they're successful, or are you just going to bring them in and see what happens? And so, you know, if you're very nurturing, then maybe 10 of those 15 people will duplicate. If you're not so nurturing, maybe only two or three will. So then you start to look at, you know, well, what if three do, or what if four do, or what if six do, you know, and how many could they bring in? Well, what if they each brought in three, or what if they each brought in four, or what if they, you know, so you know, creating some sort of business plan. And I guarantee you one thing, it will not end up looking exactly how you put it on paper, but it will be a valuable exercise for you at the beginning of your business to start to get a better handle on the number of people that you need in your business and the number of people that will create the type of income that you're looking for. And then you can adjust and you can start to erase and change and say, you know what, I thought I could only enroll 8 people, but as I start to look at the numbers, I probably need to enroll at least 12 or 14. And so, you know, that will maybe widen your list and make you focused a little bit more on talking to more people on your list. And suddenly people that might have seemed a little scary to talk to, now they seem like, you know what, I'm really excited to talk to that person. There's a person of huge influence, and if I could just get that one person, you know, they might get hundreds from me because I heard they were very successful in the network marketing business before, or they're a very well-respected chiropractor, or they're a personal trainer that works with celebrities. And, you know, so whatever it may be, that suddenly, you know, creating that business plan, creating that why, tying it to the compensation plan, you're starting to do real business stuff. You're really starting to look at this business and move it around. And so just like your list should be created in a way that you feel comfortable making notes on it, modifying it, adding to it, it's the same with this business plan. It's the same with, you know, why you're in business and ideas that you have for your business and ways you can promote your business and starting to track and look at how many hours you put in. And, you know, so we don't want to create a giant accounting nightmare and, you know, or spending all our time just moving, you know, doing busy work and moving our elbows around. You know, really you're only open for business when you're inviting people to try the product, inviting people to listen and learn about this business. But on the other hand, there is some administrative work that is important, especially on the front end. There is some planning work that is important. And so I think it's really important when you enroll a new person to let them know they're going to spend more time, money, and effort on the front end for less money than they'd ever expect. And that's why you're looking for a one-year commitment. That's why you're looking for somebody who's serious about this business, who wants to invest time, money, and effort with you, because it doesn't make any sense for you or for them, you know, for you to overpromise and say that they could make $500 or $1,000 or $2,000 very quickly, and, you know, after they put in 10 or 15 or 20 hours, they throw up their hands and say, I've only enrolled one person, this is never going to work. So, you know, this is a fun business, an exciting business, one of the few businesses that really can create that true financial freedom, because you've got other people investing their time, money, and effort, but you have to go out and get that first level of people. You have to go out and find those people that are going to create that business with you as well as for you. And so that's the planning process that to me is absolutely essential. And ultimately, I think there are a lot of time management tips we can review, but the most important one is this single sentence, which is, am I doing the thing that's most valuable for my business right now? Am I doing the thing that's most valuable for my business right now? And you can say that not only for your Purium business, but for your life in general. Is stop yourself tomorrow 4, 5, 6, 8 times during the day and say, am I doing the thing that's most valuable for my business right now? Or am I doing the thing most valuable for my life right now? Am I doing the thing most valuable for my family right now? because you'll find yourself working on things you like to work on, working on things that are easy, working on things that interest you that may or may not be the thing that is going to most directly and dramatically affect the bottom line of your business. And more often than not, the thing that's going to most affect the bottom line of your business is going out and talking to new people. But you know, if you're not organized, if you have no structure to put that into, and you start talking to a lot of people and you don't have a good system of taking notes and you don't have a good list, and if you don't have a good game plan and you don't know how many people you need, you can't answer basic questions and you know those sorts of things, you don't know where your websites are, you know, so if you're not ready to do business, then you know you're going to find that you're going to get scattered, you're going to get in deep, and you're not going to be able to handle the growth that hopefully will come. So I find that more often than not, you know, one good round of planning, one good round of list making, one good round of getting focused on why you're in business will get you going for the first big push, get you going for the first 3, 4, 5, 7 enrollments, and from there you can start to modify and decide whether you're talking to enough people or not and whether you're structured and planned well enough or not. So what I want to do is just recap a couple of key concepts and make sure that you have some of the important information you need. You know, the key concepts are, you know, we've got a system, you've got to follow it, you've got to teach it, it maximizes profits, it minimizes headaches, it's the way you duplicate. And the whole key to this industry and this business is leverage, duplication, and compounding. So there are huge long-term benefits for some additional upfront effort. If you make those 5 commitments to acting with integrity and doing the right things and having a 1-year, no turn back, you know, focus, treating it like a business, all those things is going to set you up for success. You're going to follow that pipeline process, act like a tour guide, make sure you've got your priorities and expectations correct, you've got your goals, you've got your game plan, you've tied it into some sort of compensation structure that you understand and have a good sense of what you're trying to accomplish, what you're going to do, how you're going to do it, who you need for help, and then make sure that you've got the important information at your fingertips as far as your website or the website that you're going to be directing people to, you know, the phone number for the company, the phone number for, you know, your upline, making sure that you know when and where, you know, people who can help you are going to be available, how they like to communicate, and making sure that other people, as you bring them in, you know, how they like to communicate. I have a lot of people I know who like to email. I know a lot of people who like to text now. I have a lot of people who like to do the phone, some people who like to meet in person. And so your job is to work with the people in the way that they most like to be worked with, whether that's a prospect or whether that's a new distributor on your team, so that you're accessible and, you know, you're using your time in the best way and they're using their time in the best way so that you can be effective, they can be effective. And as a prospect, they can sort and sift through the information and make a decision very quickly, and you're better off getting a no very quickly than a no that takes days and days and days and weeks and weeks and weeks. So talk to a lot of people, have a lot of fun, share this product, share the information, follow the process that we talked about, and then, you know, if you can, join us every Tuesday night. We're going to be doing calls every Tuesday evening, same time, same number. We're going to go into some of these issues as well as some new issues in deeper detail so that you know, how to be an effective distributor, how you can make money with this company. And then Thursday nights, we're now going to be moving to a business opportunity presentation with testimonials. So if you have got people that are interested, maybe they've tried the product, but you're having a hard time explaining to them why this business is different and why, especially now in this tough economy, that they should be plugged into Purium Health products, put them on this line, put them on this number, same time, and every Thursday night, we will share with them what's so special about this company. So, again, I appreciate all of you investing your time in this call, in this business, and I hope that this call helps you to make a more useful and effective expenditure of your time going forward so that you can go out and talk to new people, share this great story, share this great product, and thanks, of course, to Dave and to Amy for giving me the opportunity to share my information and my knowledge with you. It's a lot of fun. I love training new people, and we've got a great opportunity, and it's really just a matter of you. You're the variable in this system, how hard you want to work and how often and how much you want to share this. So good luck, and we will catch you Tuesday night with a new subject, and we will see you same time, same number. Thanks so much, Amy. Good night, everybody.